Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. Welcome to the 54th episode of 3AM Mixtapes for the week of September 30th. I'm your host, Kirk Hamilton, from the 3AM Revelations music blog, and this is a podcast where we'll share with you the top six songs of a random subject. Some topics might be broad and vague, like top six Juno winners. Some might be a little more specific. Top six songs I would put in a movie if I had that power. The top six are in no particular order, and are by no means a definitive list, just whatever I happen to fancy at the moment. And you may have noticed the lack of episode last week. That's because I was kinda sick all week. I could barely talk for more than 30 seconds without breaking into coughing fits. So I spent a lot of time on the couch watching cartoons, and of course, listening to music. And that's why this week is the top six songs to listen to while immobile on the couch because you're sick. And we'll start with Windsor's Chrissy Cochran. She released her second full-length album this year called Little Sway, which was written in the shadow of Motown, as she puts it. And you can definitely hear the influence on her sound. It's a little bit jazzy, a lot soulful, but definitely has a modern twist. And this song puts all of that together. I love it when the horns kick in. It's called The Key, and it may be a little bit of a heartbreaking song, but I'd say it's a nice, soothing distraction from a killer head cold.
Why do you never stay?
I'm waiting.
pretend if I saw your face, I'd act like a stranger was in your place. Today I finally got dressed after a couple days. Took a breath, cleared my head, closed my eyes and stepped outside and said,
parenthesis on your own. Those are two things you need for sure when you're sick. Although I'm pretty sure that's not what the song is about. That's the new one from Alexandria Maylot. And she's actually been performing for something like 10 years, which doesn't sound like much, but pretty impressive when you realize she's only 21 years old. That song was recorded with and produced by Devin Loheed, and as far as I can tell, it's just a one-off single. You can find it on her Bandcamp or on her website for a free download, but hopefully it's a hint at some more stuff to come. And in between there was Bloc Party. You wouldn't think Bloc Party to be part of a chill-out mix, but that was their song The Healing off their latest album 4, named so because it was their fourth album, but also because it came out 4 years after their previous one. And there was a lot of speculation about the band in those 4 years. Were they done? Did Kelly Okereke leave the band? What was up with them? But they answered all those questions with an album that was arguably their best one since that stellar debut, Silent Alarm. Now next we'll come back home to Vancouver for a song off the second album from Louise Burns. Released just last year, the album is called The Midnight Mass, and it is full of dark pop and moody synths, but all of that takes a backseat to her hauntingly beautiful voice. This song is called Heaven, and it is the perfect song to just lay there, close your eyes, and let everything wash over you.
Kicking and screaming, no one.
Brought me this head, brought up this.
off the newest album Threadbare, that was the gorgeous and lush sounds of Boreal Sons with their song Spark. And not only are they currently in the running for $95,300 as part of the first ever Alberta version of the Peak Performance Project, but their album is also nominated for a West Coast Music Award for Rock Recording of the Year. And, you know, they're just up against the likes of Close Talker, Head of the Herd, The Wet Secrets, and Said the Whale. That's some pretty intense competition there. Well, if my counting is correct, that means I have one song left for you today. So thank you for listening. If you want to let me know what your favorite songs to listen to while zonked out on the sofa are, there are plenty of ways you can get a hold of me. You can go to 3amrevelations.blogspot.com and leave a comment. Email me at 3amrevelations@gmail.com. You can find 3am Revelations on the Facebooks, on the Tumblrs, on the Stitcher podcast network, or my own Twitter is Kirk of Doom. And finally, we'll wrap up with a song from the Toronto collective Broken Social Scene. It's a song from their last album, which, well, it's looking like it might be their last album. It was pretty inevitable that they'd eventually have to go on hiatus, given that just about every member of the band has gone on to a pretty successful solo career of their own. But they seem to be coming back together every year as part of the Field Trip Festival that they've been putting on. So hopefully, even if we don't get new music from them as a whole, well, maybe they'll just keep playing together and eventually something will come up from it. But for now, from Forgiveness Rock Record, here is World Sick. This podcast was written, recorded, edited, produced, and talked by Kirk Hamilton in Vancouver, BC. All songs are owned by their respective owners. The opening is The Intro to Safari by Holy Fuck. It's a great song. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me.